This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how we must trust and act. Think of it like a two-step dance. Trust and act. Trust and act. In this series, we've been focusing on those things that prepared Jesus for Calvary. And sometimes God is preparing you for greater, but you can't see it. So you may make snap judgments about a certain situation and want it to be removed from your life when God is using that very situation to prepare you for greater. We also talked about how our spirit may be fully prepared to take the next step, but our flesh isn't. Jesus teaches us that we overcome weakness by desiring His will more than our own. But then there comes a time when you have been prepared and your next move is to give all of you in that moment. I'm sure the woman who poured her expensive perfume over Jesus' head had been saving it for some time, but she couldn't continue to become trapped in the security of saving it. Instead, she had to trust and act. When she gave all of herself in that moment, tuning out Peter's remarks that she was being wasteful, here's how Jesus responded. I assure you, wherever the good news is preached throughout the world, this woman's deed will be talked about in her memory. What have you been prepared to do, but you are still stirring around in the security of inaction? As you reflect on that, let these words inspire you. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, put your dancing shoes on and trust and act.